Son and Ralph. Hello, Ralph. Easy Gemara tonight. Not just because I'm not fully prepared. Matzah Achar Nofa. Gafa. If you find the a sheep or a mitzvah of any sort behind a gapa. A gapa is like a something in the wall, a walled up area. So it's secluded, and the odds are somebody put it there for a reason, in order to make sure that it remains safe there. Gozels mekusharim, where'd you find it? Or achar gadar, behind a fence. What'd you find there? How gozels mekusharim, you found tied up birds. So you found them in pathways in the fields. Again, some secluded areas. You may not touch them. You must leave them there. Clay ba'ashbos. If you find a kili, however, in a dump, if it's covered, if it's buried, so don't touch it, because obviously the person intended to be there. However, it's revealed, you take it and announce it, because the odds are that a person lost it there and didn't leave it there intentionally, and therefore you want to take it and announce it. If you found something in a wall, in a pile or a wall which is very old, we assume that whoever owned it is dead or gone, and therefore you get to keep it. If you find a new wall, it's in the outer half of the wall, it's his. If it's in the inner half of the wall, it's not yours, it's a Baal Boss's. If you're renting this house, if you're renting your house out to others, I feel you are the landlord. I feel inside the house, you have to keep it, because since assuming you've had numerous tenants in the meantime. Now, the Gemara, although later on the Gemara, I'm not sure exactly if it pertains back to Mishnah or not, but the way to work it best is if you say it's so about an inn. The Gemara does bring up an inn later on. So if you're an innkeeper, you won't know to whom to give back the object, and the people therefore give up hope of ever getting back the object, so therefore you get to keep the object for yourself. Okay? Rabbi Amara, Rabbi Amar, Ruvat Gozoz Mekushol Mikanfeyim. Only if they're tied with their wings, if they're tied with their wings, the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, it doesn't have a simon. That's not a simon, because that's the way everybody ties them. If they have unique simon, on the contrary, you should take it and be machriz on it, because mistome, if it has a simon, it's better for the thing if you take it and announce it, and people come and claim it based on the simon. If it doesn't have a simon, and it's in and of course it's a public place, then you take it, because it's lost, and mistome yeush occurs. However, if it's a place where it's semi-secluded and has no simon, in that case, you leave it there. You don't take it, because your announcing will not lead to its return. You don't, you don't take it to announce, and you don't take it for yourself, because it may well be that somebody left it there. Okay? Makes sense? Rabbi Bobar Zavta, Ashka Chamar Mechasi B'Chavisa. Rabbi Bobar Zavta found a barrel of wine covered by a chafisa. It's either some sort of leather container or a chaspa, according to the Escorial, which means covered with a potsherd, piece of pottery. So Vinaste, he took it with him. Also Shaul Rav, so he came and asked Rav, and there's a gears to obey Rav, questions whether it was Rav himself or in the base medish. Armel said, "Lo avad tavus, you didn't do good. Should not have taken it." Now Lehman makes it simmons here, because simmons machlok is tesis and Rashbo, exactly whether there was a simmon here, wasn't a simmon there, but I just looked at the Taisus, not in the Rashba, and I didn't see what Lieberman saw there. But in any event, it's Pashas is here in continuation of the mission of talking about a double shambo simmon. However, it is secreted away. So therefore, he should not have taken it, because there is no simmon. How's he going to return it? At the same time, it wasn't a place which was semi-hidden, so therefore the guy knows to come back and take it. So everybody told him, you should not have taken it. Pachar is not simmon. No, it's too generic.
But didn't just fall, so he assumed that it just fell on it.
Either just fell in, or that, yeah, assume it just fell, right, or it's kicked on it, or something like that. Obviously, Lieberman wants to say, depends if it's chaspa or chafisa. Chafisa is a leather pouch,
So that's more of a simen. But even that's not mukhrach, because Tosfos there seems that even chafisa is not a real simen. Because it could be the pouch is part of the way they store wine. In other words, it could be gata together with the wine itself. Not that it's a something separate storage measure which was taken. So it says, Amalei, so he said, Chazrei, should I put it back? Amalei, lo, said, no, don't put it back. The name of Asas Mori Boilei, for Ashkechei, because we could say that, now the two ways of learning this, the way I would learn it is not like Pnei Moshe learns it. Pnei Moshe learns it because we're afraid that in the meantime, the owner will come back, not find it, and give up hope. And that way, this way, announce it, and we'll use simen as a makom. Even though simen is not really a good makom, we'll use makom, placement, as a simen. Even though placement is not really a good simen, we'll use that. That's the way Pnei Moshe is learning it. But the way I will learn the word for, not for the Pnei Moshe, and I didn't look far enough in Tosfos to see what he says about this, but the way I will learn it would be, no, you don't have to put it back. Because since it had no simen, and you took it, by now the owner has been misyoish. He's given up hope by now, right? Because he's come back, seen it's not there, been misyoish. So at this point, you don't have to put it back. Now, obviously, Yeush before, if you pick up something before Yeush and it's not a true Aveda, that's theft, right? So you have to say this is at least a quasi Aveda because there was no inherent simon in it. And that's why, even though he didn't do right by picking it up, it wasn't absolutely wrong either. And that's why he's saying to him, now you picked it up and bestowed it was Yeush, you get to keep it. That's what I think the pshat is. Okay, so he says, again, the name of Ase, lo, the name we say, Ase Mori Boilo, master came and wanted, v'lo Ashkeche, and he find it with Yoish Mimeno, and he gave up hope from it, and therefore you get to keep it. That's what I would say the pshat is. I don't know why I didn't write this down here.
Why? Yeah.
What?
Why don't you just announce it anyway? I mean, even if the Baal did give up.
How's the Baalim going to claim it?
Because he gave up.
No, but how's he going to identify it? Yeah, but that's not valid. That's not a good. But obviously, this not this type of mokum is obviously not considered to be a true simon because it's not completely secluded, so it could get bounced to place. But I guess I think that's the case. Anyway, I could be I'm wrong. Then in which case you could just use the Pnei Moshe shot, and Pnei Moshe says Ein Hachanami. He did was supposed to announce it. Okay. Tani, will it motivate your chayav achiz? If you find it in a garbage, you must make an announcement. Shederach hashpoli italtel. And the reason why this is so is that ashpos get moved. They move dumps, you know. So therefore, they move dumps. So therefore, this guy's going to lose his thing. So if he buried it there himself, it's not your business. You can leave it there. But if he didn't bury it there himself, so then you should announce it because that's the right thing to do. Mata begal v'kleis, if you find in a pile of stones. Or on a kaitz yashan, or an old pile of stone, or an old wall. Hareil shlo, there you are, shani armor, because I say shel emorim hoyu belong to the Amorites who occupied the land of Israel previously, and therefore you get to keep it. And not necessarily the Amorites, but any prior nation which or peoples who had lived there. Time it must have been patsim lepasi lepasi. If you find between the pillars, patsim is the way it's written in the Bavli. If I'm between the pillars, if it's from the door jamb, right, where the pillars are, like actually what we would call in Hebrew the mezuzos, right, the doorposts. So if I'm between the doorposts, if it's from the place where the door hits the doorpost, that's called the agaf, right, if it's from there and inwards, Kilifnim, it's as if it was found inside. Miragavachutz, it's from the doorpost, and outwards, Kilachutz, as if it's found outside, and of course, inside belongs to Barabbas, outside belongs to whoever finds it. Imayam a foolish lifnim, if the hole where you found this thing was even in the outer part of the wall, right, but it was a foolish lifnim, it was, if it penetrated into the house, even if the place in that hole was which you where you found the object was on the outer half. Harelish Barbais, it becomes the, we assume it belongs to Barbais because he stuck in his hand from inside the house. Foolish Lachutz and vice versa, if the hole went to the outer part of the house exclusively, obviously. Even for the inner half of the hole, Harelish Motzein belongs to the finder. Why is it belong to the finder? Because it's find it from outside the house because that hole is directly outside the house. So if it could be deep inside your house, so that would be the case. Okay? Now we said in our mission, if you rent out to others, you find inside the house, then it is yours. I stared at this for a long time tonight, and unfortunately I couldn't come up with anything which satisfied me. It would be much better if Rabbi Yirmiyah is going on our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you know where, what I would say if I was interpreting Rabbi Yirmiyah, if I was given free rein, is that Rabbi Yirmiyah is talking about our Mishnah. He's saying, when does the landlord get to keep what he finds in the room? Only in the Pundak. Because there the tenants change all the time, but not in the Chotzer. But Pundak is Pagun, have a Chotzer who have a Modish Chayav Lachris. But the problem is in our Mishnah is no Machloikas. There's no machlokes. It says Fundak is Balgum. Right? There was a machlokes. So there's no machlokes on Mishnah. So all the Mefarshim here, the Pnei Moshe, the Ribas, they all say this is going on a Brisa, which doesn't even appear in the Yerushalmi, it appears in the Bavli. As to when you find something in a public thoroughfare, whether you have to be machriz it or not. A question is to what extent is it considered to be a public thoroughfare that you might not have to be machriz. And the question is a pundak and a chatzer. But I have to tell you, even though I saw that from the Moshe Revised, I really don't like it because it's very difficult to say that Yerushalmi is going on a price and not brought down and not even brought down in the Yerushalmi b'chlau. But that's what they want to say. It's going to embrace some machlokas for a rabban or shivlo. So if when you find something in an utterly public domain, what you have to do achrosa, and what is the status of a less than utterly public but somewhat public domain, such as a pundak or a chotzer? Okay. But again, if it was up to me, I would say my brick walls word is palgun. I don't know what to do with it because it's not a machlokas in our mishnah. But Rabbi Yirmiyah would make a lot of sense going on our mishnah and say that it's a chotzer. You have to be machlokas because if you rent out a chotzer, you don't rent it out overnight many times in a row. Rather, you rent it out for extended periods. So the odds say you don't have that many tenants. So figure out which tenant to belong to.
Yeah. Asked the question on a price that
the Ribaz said that, but we denied that Ribaz too. We are consistent, so it's Ribaz, but we exist on different sides of the fence. The Yushalmi quotes the wrong half of the price, so that happens all the time. But Yushalmi doesn't quote the price at all, so Shverzach, it's difficult to say. Says the Marmi Yosef, he says to the Machlokas is by Chotzer. There we have machlokas, and again, this machlokas is not clear which machlokas is talking about. Again, according to the Ribaz of Pnei Moshe, it's about machlokas about public places. So, b'chatz is b'algun. So, the question is whether chatz is a public place. But a pundak, everybody agrees that it's totally public, and therefore it goes to the finder, not to the person who lost it. Okay? Halacha, matzah b'chanus, if you find money in a store. Right, you go into Kmart and you find money. The money belongs to you because it doesn't belong to the storekeeper. Right? It's why should be his any more than anybody else's? It's a store. Many people come in there, right? If you find it between the checkout desk and the storekeeper or whatever, then then it belongs to the storekeeper. That's logical, right? Because that's the domain where money is when it already belongs to the storekeeper. So then we assume it's the storekeeper's money.
Is there any concept of dollar
amounts
closer to the checkout?
No, because everybody brushes up against the checkout counter. Wouldn't help. If naturally you find money in front of a money changer, you got to keep it. Because who says money changes money? If you find it between the chair and the money lender, money changer, we assume it belongs to the money changer. Buy fruit for your friend. His friend sends him fruit. You find in the package of fruit money? You get to keep the money. Why? Because your friend either was giving you a gift or was not aware of the presence of the money. In which case, it's considered to be your lucky break. If, however, the money was bundled, then no to machris, and clearly it's not lost. It was safeguarded there. Maybe it's not your friend's, because he would have kept it to himself. But you do have to make, in that case, achroz, you have to make an announcement. Avasimlo haisabuchlo. How we know the concept of simonim? It said a simla, a garment, was among all other lost objects. The law may yet still, why is it singled out for discussion? Lucky little shayla to draw a parallel to it. Ma simla miyuchedah sheyesh bo simonim v'yesh lo tovim. Simla, its unique quality is that it has simonim and it has claimants. I've called it sheyesh lo simonim v'yesh lo tovim. So to any which has simonim and may have claimants, chayav lachriz, you have to announce that thing in public. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar says, "Kini mas diso." Now, I don't know how to read this line. I don't think anybody knows how to read this line. I don't think anybody can know how to read this line. See, what I don't know, nobody can know. Amar Rabbi Elazar, "Kini mas diso" is the way to read our Mishnah. Al gabe kisei shelo, on top of the money changer's chair is his. Al gabe tevi shelo, on top of the storekeeper's checkout counter is his. Who is the his here? It can mean either way. It can mean his of the storekeeper, or his of the chenva, of the money changer. It can be his of the customer. And you find mefarshim both ways here. Okay? So my inclination is to say that it's going on, it's his, the storekeeper's. In other words, if you find, or the money changer's. If you find between the table and the chair of the money changer, it says, it seems to me certainly on its chair it should be his. Or if you find between the storekeeper and his checkout, but the problem is if you find, see, it can even be that the shlo is different now, I'm thinking out loud, because it could be that, because it could be by shulchani, kisei shlo means it's the shulchani, which makes sense, because between me and my chair is mine, certainly my chair is mine, right? But the exact opposite would be true by Chemi. It says, Al Gabi Ateva Shalo. My checkout counter, on the contrary, it's more mistaken to say, who's me the money belong to? Not to the storekeeper, right? Because the storekeeper's domain is between the table counter and his chair. Not on the checkout counter itself. So anyway, basically, learn Shalo any way you want here, and therefore, the Gemara has no resolution, and therefore, we go weiter.
What just doesn't make sense is that the way it's phrased, you have a kisei and a table having the same rule
for
defining it.
Right.
Shalom.
Right.
That itself is a weird way to present it. Why would you have the middle, why would you have the first?
In fact, in this Goryal, it has Rabbi Lezim Rakini Masiso Gabi Teva Shalo. It has in the reverse order, which in fact is your Mishnah. Kini mas nisa gabi teva shalom. Om Rabbi Lezer, kini mas nisa gabi teva shalom. So now he's divided too, but we mentioned Rabbi Lezer's name twice. I don't know why. Okay, it's even worse. I said, no, I didn't mean to make things better. Okay, now we have a couple of famous stories. Actually, some Garata, Yushamia Garata, one of those rarities. Shimon Shatach. I haven't had something along the way. Have any Agatha Baba Kama whatsoever? Okay. Shimon Shatach have Osi Badakitna. Shimon Shatach dealt in the linen trade. Armalay or flax or linen. Armalay Talmida Talmidoi. So this Talmid said, Rebbe, Arbi Minoch, stop working so much. Right? Join a club like us, right? Vana Zafinoch, Chara Chamar, and we'll buy you a donkey. He won't have to work so hard. Now, I don't know exactly what the donkey's going to do for him. Maybe he'll travel, become a peddler, I don't know. But he said, we'll buy you a donkey, and things will go easier, you know? We'll buy you a nice car. So, they went to buy him a donkey. Machad secret for a certain bandit, or a certain Arab, a different shotim mirror. Anyway, that's not germane to the story, whether he was a bandit or an Arab. It was a goy. He was a guy. You're not going to like this story. So says the Gemara. Vitorei Baruch Harman Chana Margulin Lo Vilo. There was a precious stone on this donkey. Asun Gabe. So they came back to Shimon Shetach. They said, "Mikadon, from this, for sure, Leisa Tzorach Lo, he told me, no longer have to work too much anymore. He said, for Lama, why not? Because they said to him, so Abnila Chachamar, we bought you a donkey, Mikhatsi Kari, from one of these Arab merchants, the Talibe Chadron Argos, and had this precious stone upon it. So you're lucky. So he said to him, V'yoda v'amara, does the master know that the precious stone was there? The master of the donkey previously. So he said, look, he doesn't know. So it should be Omar alone. He said to him, Eza Chazar, go give it back. So that's the end of the story. Okay? Now then we'll analyze it. It's a sort of similar story in the Bavli, but slightly different variations, but similar story. Baruch location in Shetach, yes. That was, I think, when there was Middle Shemon Esrei, they gave for the first price or something like that. I forget the exact story, but there's also the story of Shimon ben Shetach. So David, many years later, the Talmidim were asking their Rebbe. They said, Loke, Namar Avuna Bar Bibe Bar, Gur Bar, what is it like? Guzlong, Nuzlong. Which I think is an Amoro, because there's a Rav. Even a Babylonian more. So as this question took place, the discussion took place many years after the story itself. So they say, B'shem Rav, name of Rav, Hey Sivun Kumi Rebbe, they asked in front of Rebbe, Afilu Kamanda Mar Gizelo Sholakum, or maybe it's relating the story, that Rav related the story that they themselves asked in front of Rebbe. In other words, they asked for Rebbe, Afilu Kamanda Mar Gizelo Sholakum, also according to the people who chose, and now to steal from a guy. Anything he loses, we get to keep. So here he lost the precious stone. It's his problem, right? Matun Savri. So he answered, what do you think? The Shem and Shetach, Rabbi Yisrael, those of you who live in Chicago, listen to this very carefully. Matun Savri, what do you think? Shem and Shetach, barbarian Ava? Well, I would translate that as barbarian. But the Pnei Moshe translates it, somebody who pursues wealth. Maybe it's the same thing. So he says, you think that he was a barbarian? So boy, Ava Shem ben Shetach, what did Shem ben Shetach want to hear? Mishmai wanted to hear, B'rich Elohon Yudoi, that the Goyim should say, blessed is the God of the Jews. He wanted that, Me'agor Kol Adin Alma, more than any reward in this world. So his priorities were straight. So therefore he felt he was willing to lose any wealth. Forget it. Maybe you shouldn't speak of the Yerushalmi Siyum. So he's willing to lose all this worldly material rewards in order that people should say Baruch Lokeshim Mechetach. Or Baruch Elohon Yudoi in this case. Vayder Amadon, where we have a similar story. Rabbi Chanina Mishtari Rechina told over a story. Hadein Uvda, the story of Rabban Savai, the elder rabbi, Zanin Char Kori de Chitin. They bought a certain measure of wheat, mainly these Teratus from these non-Jewish soldiers. Vashkume, and they found it, Chadat Zchor Didinoe, a bundle of dollars. Vachazurlan, they gave back to the soldiers. Omer, they say, Baruch Elohon Yudoi, blessed is the God of the Jews. Abba Oishish Torah, another story.
Interesting. That's not the ending of the story.
What? Yeah, but it's in the Bavli. I mean, it's not the same story in the Bavli, but that's the Baruch Lokei Shimon Shetach is a well-known phrase from the Bavli, from Brochus. So in any event, Abba Oishish Torah. Now, there's something missing here. It's in the Kikar Laudan on the bottom. You don't have the Kikar Laudan over there. But the Pnei Moshe also brings it down. He translates as he goes along. So the Pnei Moshe is, if you look at the Dibur HaMaskil in the second column, beginning of the fourth line, you'll see that he brings it down. There's something about it. It's in the Skoria, of course. Abba Oishish Torah Torah have a katsar. He was a launderer. Alice Malkus HaMaskil go Megir the Maya. So the queen came to swim inside, queen or princess, came to swim inside a certain water reservoir. V'ov this be l'ronim didon. Now, don't ask me how this happened. Obviously, this is the old days were not much better than the new days. She lost her bathing suit. I guess when she was wearing it. I don't know. Maybe it was her robe. Anyway, she lost something to do with her bathing gear. V'ashkeche. And but Aboishia found it. Minafka, she went out, Oshtei Law, he gave it to her. Amar Leisa, as you said, Ayin Lahain Li. For what do I need it? In other words, it's many bathing suits. I don't need this one. It's not essential for me. Continuing the Gemara, one line below where we left off. Mao Chashiv Alai. What's now significant to me? I have even better bathing suits. He's the Sagim, I have many more bathing suits. Amar Lamalai said, you know what? What can I do? The Torah has decreed that we give back things. In other words, he could have kept it without any compunctions, right? Because she wouldn't have missed it. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said, give back, we have to give back. Now, truth is that Kadosh Baruch Hu did not say give back to a guy. But what did Kadosh Baruch Hu tell us to do in this world? Mikare Shem Shamayim and Kiddush Hashem. That people say, Baruch Elohim, you doing?
You're smiling too much.
that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what the old
lady
talks about.
Well, you didn't
say that
a few minutes ago. I'm joking. Okay. Yeah. Right,
the wrong one.
No. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Bar's another case. Shmuel Bar-Susatei. Sulk Romeo went to Rome. Of this Marcus V. Lonis, the king lost according to the queen lost according to Lieberman, it's a necklace. The Dov of Ashkenazi, he found it. That was a fascinating story. I remember the story from somewhere. Maybe it was from one of those books for kids, though. That's probably where I remember it. So, no, I didn't know that. When I read Hebrew, I had Kosu Chachamenu. That's a storybook in Hebrew, which is a lot of these stories. So they made an announcement in the countryside, in that country. Mind the Maxwell of Ghost Lation, you know what I mean? Her necklace. Mind the Maxwell of Ghost Lation, you know what I mean? A person who gives it back within 30 days, Yossi Valchain Valchain, he'll get such and such a reward. Besides Shloshim Yoimin, if somebody gets back after 30 days, Yisram Reishay, off with his head. Right? Lo Chaziko Shloshim Yoimin. He didn't bring it back within those 30 days. Right? It's interesting, by the way, just a scholarship point here. You know, Shloshim Yoimin, in the Bible, it's a Klosin Yoimin or Shloshim Yom. But that's, you know, that's the inexact syntax of the Yerushalmi, right? It doesn't say Klosin Yoimin, which would be pure Aramaic, or Shloshim Yom, which would be pure Hebrew, says Shloshim Yoimin. So, okay, that's typical for the Yerushalmi. So, besides Shloshim Yoimin, Tlo Chosra, after 3 days, gave back. Amr Lehi, so the queen said to him, Loisa, so we're not in the country when we made the announcement we made about the 30-day time frame. Amr Lehi, he said to her, ain't I was here? Amar Lei, so she said, "The Velo Shamus Kala the Kruza didn't hear the announcement, right?" Amar Lei, and so he said, "No, I heard the announcement." Amar Lei, Velo Umar. So what did the announcement say? Amar Lo, so he said to her, "It said, Man the Machzor Lo Go Shloshim Yomin. He goes back within 30 days. Yasav Achim will get such reward. Besides Shloshim Yomin, after 30 days, he's Chama Shei. His head will be lifted off his shoulders." Amar Lei, so she said to him, V'lo chasid tuna go shloshim yoimin. Why did you get back within the 30 days? Amar Lei, so he said, the lo temron, you shouldn't say, begin dachalticha of this. So I did it for your fear. I will begin dachalte de rachmana, but because I feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an amazing story. Because he can, what? Yeah, he can show you rest your mind and still save your head. Hopefully he lived happily ever after. Amar Lei, she said to him, Brich Elohon Yudoy, blessed is the God of the Jews. Okay, now the next story is also a very famous story. Here it says in the slides from Medrash Rabbah, this one you all heard. Alexander Smokedon, Alexander the Macedonian, Sol Gabi Malka Katsai went to the king of the end of the world. Chamalei Dahav Sagin Ksavski, so he had a lot of gold and a lot of silver. Amalei, so he said, Lo davach v'lo kas bachnas. I don't need your gold, don't need your silver. Lo asis el. I only came mechame to see the Iskori that was in manuscript here. For musin tidchon, your forums, meaning your courts.
Four rooms. Okay, four room musin. Okay? Heretan Yavin, how do you give? Heretan Nain, how do you judge? Ad was Gime while I was schmoozing with him, while I was involved with him. Asabar Nashchan. A certain individual came. And they had judged with his friend. The Zovan Chada, he bought one. Here it says Chalka v'chasavto. In the Ksavah Yisgur, it says Kiklo v'chafra nei. He bought from him a piece of land, a lousy piece of land, and he dug into it. V'ashkun v'simadidari. And he found it a treasure of food. Of, not food, of a treasure of coins. So, I ain't the Zovan. The guy who bought, say, Havamar was saying, I bought the land. Sima los Avnis, I didn't buy the treasure. I ain't the Zovan. The seller said, Havamar said, Kilkalto, the Kaldis Bosvinis, I sold you the land and anything in it. Did you remember the story, though? Do you remember the story?
No.
Okay. I didn't know the second thing and then. You sold Alexander. You'll see what happened to him. I didn't know the second thing and then while they were involved with each other. The king said to one of them, you got a boy? So he said, yes. He said to the other guy, you have a girl? He said yes. So he said, "Gevaldik aspa dein ledein." Marry one to the other. V'simu yevatarvayom tarvayom, and they'll share the treasure together. Right? Money works, makes the world go round. What does love have to do with it? Everybody will live happily ever after. Right? Says the Gemara. Shorei gochich. Alexander started laughing. Amar lei, so he said, "Lama gochich? Why are you laughing?" Lo Dunis Tabus, didn't they judge properly? Amalei said, no, you will have a Hadain Dina Gabcha. Well, actually, you could say the king of the, at the end of the world said, he said to him, you will have a Hadain Dina Gabcha. If this treasure came in front of you, Hecha Bisson Dinon, how would you judge it? Amalei said, ha! Katli Dain Vidain, we kill this guy and that guy, Vesima Osnabach, and we take the treasure. So, Lieberman actually brings down from Greek histories, Haltaka, there was great fear in ancient Greece if you found a treasure that, you know, you'd have to, your head chopped off, because all treasures had to go immediately to the king. So Amalei said, Kol hachi atun rachmin dahav sugei. So much you love gold to such an extent. Amalei every stone is made for him a suda, a meal. Apikumei said, put in front of him, kuput dazav, a golden fish. When we see if open a meal with gefilte fish, tagoid have golden golden chicken, and some other things in the scorio also. Armalay, so it said, Davin Adchil. Alexander said, "What do you think? I eat gold?" Armalay, so he said. So the king said to him, "Tipa achruke dogavar, may your spirit explode." You don't eat gold. Why do you love gold so much? You can't eat it, so why do you love it? Amalei said, and he continued to speak to him. He said, does the sun shine in your country? Amalei said, yes, the sun shines in our country. Does the rain fall in your country? Amalei said, yes. Amalei said, maybe you have sheep in your country, and you're literally behemoth daka. Amalei saw Alexander said, "In, yes, we do." So he said back to him, "Tipachu chaino gavra, may your spirit explode." Alei satun chayin el beschus bira. There's no life in your country except for the beschus of the animals, birdakik of the sheep, all the behemoth toshiyar Hashem. Man and animal will be saved by God. So he said, basically, you guys have no schusakim because you're rotten stinkers, lowlifes, misers, money hungry. But the animals, they have schusakim. Well, good, that shows symbolically, of course, that the lamb refers to Am Yisrael, right? I don't think that that's the shot. But in any event, so you never heard this story before? Also, everybody knows the story. Okay, halachava. In the little medrash says.
I'm sure it is.
I always thought Alexander the Great was rather merciful. Here he seems like a barbarian.
He was merciful. He was cultured. He was civilized. He wasn't merciful. It's a difference. Halachava. To what do you have to announce? How long is the announcement? Until the neighbors know. For 3 yom tovim, every yom tov, you have to make an announcement. After the last yom tov, 7 additional days. So the guy who can go home after yom tov, check if it was his object. The yachzor of the Shloshan, come back 3 days, the Yom Echad, and one day announce that it was his lost object, which was found, so that the guy who took it will not acquire it. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned by Shani Machris and Shloshan Goyim, this is announced for 3 Yom Tov in a row, Fachak Regal Achron, after the last Yom Tov, Shiv Yom additional 7 days, Kleshel Shloshan, so the guy can go home for 3 days and check. But the Yachzor and come back social 3 days. The Yachzor and one day should announce it's mine. Yom Echad. Bishchar Beis Hamikdash, once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, his kinner they made takana shiu machrizim shloish yomim. 3 days and that's all. Okay? Says the Gemara, mina sakana ve'elach. I'm a time of danger when whenever they announced that they had found something, the king would come and kill them. His kinner shiu moshiach modiel kloiv v'shchinav da'ah. They made a takana, they should only tell his relatives and his neighbors, and that suffices. That's what we consider to be midoraisa, a sufficient shear of Achroz announcing the last object. Yeah, that the Lieberman says during the pogroms of Hadrian, and he has some proofs of some sort over there. Yeah. Did he die because he wrote the book? What guy? From? Okay. I love this big article today in the big Kiddush Hashem today in the New York Times. The head of the Reform Seminary in Clue, Cincinnati, was fired because of sexual misconduct. What? I understand.
Sheldon
Zimmerman. Okay. It didn't say. It's Mishkazok. But he is married. With kids, so maybe stomach was a few. Okay, they covered it up. Says what further. I love the sign. I mean, they covered up there, didn't divulge. Amrit Saveda. It doesn't say. Amrit Saveda. He said what the guy came and said, the I lost the object. The law Amar Simonel. But he didn't give any simonim. I raised the litany, he can't give it to him. Haramoi, a cheater or a con man, Afabi Shamar Simon, even though he gave simonim, I raised the litany, you're not allowed to give it to him. Shamar says, Adresha Chicho, so, until your brother demands it, but we dashen this, until you dashen your brother, Achayid Adresha Chicho, until you quest after your brother, Imramayu, if he's a cheater, the man or am I, or he's not a cheater. Ezel am I. What's Ramai? Now, the Baal Vitaka says, need Edus. Need Edim to come and say this guy is. I don't know how the Edim know, but I guess they know that he once had an object of this sort. So therefore, he could be he's a cheater, but now he's not cheating because Vitaka once had an object like this. So, That's how the Bavli says. So Lieberman wants to make it a machlekes Bavli. Yushami, I don't know if he's right or wrong, but Yushami does not mention Edom. Yushami doesn't mention Edom. Yushami gives 2 ways to have how you become a Ramai. First way is very interesting, although it's a little bit difficult to see how it fits in our sugya. Second way is less interesting, but it's more
related to our sugya. Ha'ezra, my other guy made machzer ha'metzias. A guy makes himself out to be a guy who's giving back metzias. He goes and he announces, I found a metzia, I found a metzia, I found a metzia all the time, and he has never found anything. He's a liar. He never found anything. In the meantime, he makes a big and good one. The score is slightly different manuscript. Adu Avid Chadarav Tov, until he lands a good big fat one. Hechu Avid Ravatav, and he gets a big fat one. Chamilu Briyasa, the people see him. Mechazer Metzion, he gives back Metzias, right? It's constantly looking to give back Metzias. Umafkinin Gabei, so they figure, oh, such a big tzaddik. Umafkinin Gabei, they give him, start giving him objects of safekeeping. If he always gives back a Matthias, Mistum is a very honest person. So people start giving him things to watch. Aha! Bunasiv Kulav Azale, he's going to take them all. I guess the best ones, but he's going to take them all and he's going to fly the coop. So that's a Ramai. Now, I don't see how that Ramai has to do with our Mishnah, though. That's a nice definition of Ramai and a pretty good con game to play. Just make yourself trustworthy, love people in a sense of false sense of security. I'm not sure if it's our Mishnah, but the next one does. Beast Amrin, they're those who say, what kind of Ramai are you talking about? Ozel Knishto, a guy goes to Shul. Now, Knishto is really, we had this earlier in Yerushalayim, I forget where Knishto is, it's also based classes, but it's a place where people used to gather in the community. But Shavah Simonim, he heard Hosea Simonim, here's Simonim being proposed there. In other words, this is a place where a Knishto is a place where they announce Metzias. So he goes and stands online, listens to other people giving Simonim of the objects they lost. Well, they don't find them there. But then he goes to the next shul, runs ahead of them, to the next place where Metzias are being announced, and he presents the Simonim and he gets it. That's a true Ramai. So that's a person who you don't give it to, even though he says Simonim, because you don't know where he got the Simonim. Or in the first case, you're afraid that that he's just trying to build up people's trust in him in order they should give him objects for safekeeping, which he can then embezzle. What?
Pyramid scam
works out?
Because in the beginning it works.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody, but here he doesn't actually give anybody them. I mean, he has no Matthias to give. So it's not a pure pyramid scam. Yeah. It's a similar idea, though. Yeah. That'd be the KGB. People in shul listen all the time to other people's conversations, right?
Even if they don't
want to
hear it.
And in other words, you find an animal, let's say an ox, right? So it produces, even though it eats a lot, but it produces because you use it to plow. So, and that's legitimate usage. So, Yaseh produceth if Yochel let it eat. From the financial benefit you get from its work. V'dovah she'eino oseh v'ochel, which cannot produce the covered food, yimkor, sell it. Shneimar, it says, v'ashivoso lo, give it back to him. Rei hech teshiveno lo, see how you can make sure to give it back. And if it's eating more than it's producing, then eventually the losses are going to be so great that the person who lost the object is going to be paying you for the object. Right? It's going to have to reimburse you. So in that case, just sell it and keep the money. Okay? Maya Badomim, what about the money themselves? Right? You can use the funds you realize by selling the lost objects. Since you can use them, it's like a loan. So if they get lost, Chai Baruch Hu, you have to replace them. So can you loan? If it gets lost at the bottom of the sea, you know, you have to replace it from your other resources. So too, the same thing. Rabbi Akiva Amar Lo Yishtamish Bem. No, you may not use the money that you raised from the sale. Vila therefore him avdu if it gets lost, ain't a chai brachus to pay back because you're not actually liable in that case for Gneva Vaveda because if you can use them, you become like a Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar, it's got to pay on theft and loss. But you don't use it. If you're not a Shomer Sachar, you don't have to pay on theft and loss. Tani, we learned. What does it mean
our Mishnah. It means shelo yachil egel lagulim. You shouldn't add, shouldn't feed one of the calves to the other calves. If you have five calves and they eat more than each calf can produce, right? So you're feeding the other calves to the one calf, figuratively speaking. It means you're going to have to sell off the other calves in order to provide the food for that calf. You don't have to do that. You shouldn't do that. V'sayach, it's a young donkey, I think, v'sayachim to other donkeys. V'taygo, and a rooster, v'taygoim to other roosters. Uvdava b'chad b'nash, and taka was such a maisa, a certain individual. V'ashna chamish ha'gol, he found five calves, v'ava mazmin u'muchlo, and he had to keep on selling them in order to provide food for the remaining ones. At komen achad, until we only had one left. So we don't want to repeat, so just say, sell all five, and keep the money for it. Rabbi Hashem Rava, I was there, look, Rabbi Tarfon, you sell them and keep the money, and then you can use the money, like Rabbi Tarfon said. But Davashir's Basim, where the original Aveda had a simon. Why is that? Because then the guy's going to come looking for it. So the money's not just going to go into your regular investment fund, but then relatively soon it's going to have to be given back, and therefore you can use it and to invest in the short period of short-term interim. However, if it's something which has no simon, and you sold it, right? Let's say the donkey had no semen somehow. And you sold it, so the guy will never know to come. He might not come for a long, long time. And therefore, in that case, if you use the money, so then we're afraid that the money is going to disappear and that you're never going to reimburse the guy whose donkey you sold, because you're losing money on it. Okay? So that's where it says, I mean, Rabbi Shem Rav, it was a bum, the money wrapped together, lo yigabim, you may not touch them. Yudba Rebbe Elokishon is a cool story, the way Lieberman explains it. This goes back to the previous halacha, the halacha about Ramoyim. So it says you have to check out the Ramoyim, you have to darshan them. So Yudba Rebbe Elokishon went to the base Knesset, again where they announced Metzius. Shavak Sandoi Varzin, so he left the sandals there and went out. Why do you think he left the sandals there? No. Cute. Because they were stolen. Now here, the Tzion Yerushalayim has an interesting digression here, which it says, sounds like at least in the old days, they had a custom like the Muslims do of taking off their sandals when they went to shul. They have sandals when they went to shul. Yes. Take off their sandals when they went to shul. Okay? So it's an interesting concept that we had such a thing back then. Anyway, so Amrali said, "You lost us the Knishta. Had I not gone to the base Knesset, Lazum suddenly I would have lost my sandals." And Lieberman tells the interpreter, "Said I not gone to the base Knesset, but rather to where? Base Medrash, right? Because a person who can learn Torah should not waste his time trying to find out who the con men of the world are." Interesting perspective. He says, "You could, but it's still better to learn Torah. Vis a vis learning Torah, that's bittul Torah. So it's not worth going and pursuing the con men." So I'm not sure where we draw the line, but that's what he wants to say. Says Amare, Rabbi Yossi. Haba Yosef Mister Yosef was sitting learning. Now this really doesn't belong here. It really belongs to Lieberman later on. We're talking about Kohanim going into Beis HaKfaros for Shabbos Aveda. So Rabbi Yosef was going to have a Yosef Mister. No, he wasn't a Kohen necessarily. He was the Rebbe. He was sitting and learning, teaching Torah in Beis Medrash. Aval Misa, and a dead body came in somehow to the Beis Medrash. Maybe somebody dropped dead in the middle of the shiur. I mean, the command, the kamalomar leklum, those who rose and got up, he didn't say anything. Man Yosef lay, those who remained sitting lomar klum and didn't say anything, because the Bittul Torah just continued teaching this year. Okay? So therefore, it's not good to interrupt and teach them this halacha, if it's going to disrupt the ebb and flow of this year. That's the same concept. Okay, look at this. Matzah Sfarim, we found books. Kari Ba'an, Achasu Shoshim, read them once every 30 days. You have not been physically read them. Yeah. Or any other sefer. I mean, all the sperm were made with Gleila, right?
also never made the scrolls. So it doesn't matter if Sivta or not.
No.
If you don't know how to read, go at least you wind them. We can't learn the first time around out of them. Why? Because it ruins the scroll. Because you start going to finger to the scroll, you know. And next thing you know, there ain't no scroll left. So you can't learn the first time around when you're aggravating yourself, figuring out. So you can't learn that out of a out of the safer, which you're keeping because you found it along the way. Like even safeguard for the owner. Nobody else can learn them as well, because if anybody else learns it to you, then it's liable to rip. We have such a case that Moroyim ripped the Sefer Torah when they were learning, because each class not to the Sefer Torah them. So it's, I'm right. A garment, Menara Achas Shemiyom, shake it out once every 30 days. Meshoda Litzarka, you spread out for its own purpose. Avlo Klodo, but not for your own glory. Silver and copper vessels, Vishtavish and Lutzorim, use per need, Avalol Shocha, but not to wear them down. Klezov, Klez, Chuches, if it's gold and silver, Lo Yigabay, Machiav, Elio, don't touch until you are not in cups. Shemats, a sack, or kupa, if you find a sack, or a kupa, or a basket, Imein Darko Lito, Loito, Zareza Loito. I forgot what that means. Yeah, he says if you're an Odom Choshev and you don't usually carry these baskets or something like that, so you don't have a requirement to take it out, even for Hashavah's Veda. For yourself, you wouldn't do it. The general principle is you don't have to do it for Hashavah's something else. Okay? Matzah says in a moment. Tani, we learned. Matzah Svachim, Koyevim Achazos, you read it once every day. Because we don't know how to read, go ahead, you roll them below. You call Pasha, you shouldn't read a Pasha. If you use that second time, because the second time you might do more damage unnecessarily. Ella, rather, I'm sorry, below you call Pasha every time, you shouldn't read the Pasha, because it's close to the air more, might be more brushing against, wear and tear. You never crack out in more than three columns of writing at a time. The three people don't read in the same aliyah. I think that's what krachechon means. I forgot already. What? What's a krach, though? Is it a segment, you mean? That's what could be. Okay, well, it could be. But true b'chadoshim b'nuot, which I have broken in. By the way, Lieberman notes in the score, it's the exact opposite. Consistently throughout the next month, by the way, it's mishonim, and so on and so forth. But the way the Bavli has it here, b'meremoyim b'chadoshim, that's only b'nuot, that they aren't yet cracked in yet. Avishenim, but old ones, shteim osar chodesh, 12 months. Every 12 months you read, not more freely than that, because you might wear and tear it, and it already is broken in. Click SF silver mishdamish or mikiyus. It's something that's only by cold water. Below b'chav and not by hot water. Because make it make makes it black. Right? If you boil water, clean the choshes. If you have bars of bronze, I think the choshes is bronze. The choshes are copper. Is the choshes, bronze or copper? I don't know the difference either. No, I don't know the difference, but I know the two different metals. Copper? Okay. The choshes, which here is, clean the choshes, whatever it is. Mishnamish and Mechami use the hot water, Avaloi de Ur, but not by direct fire. Not of the flame, Nation Machiz, because that saps away whatever it is, the copper, the bronze. It's soft? Copper soft? Okay. Okay, fine. What do I know? Magrevis kardomos, if you have for pitchforks or hoes, mishtavish and barach, you can use it in soft, not pitchforks, something to do with the ground. Use them in soft ground, avolubakashman, not by hard ground, because it'll damage them. Magrefa, you can use this magrefa also, it should be megavabah satid, you can stir a pitch with it. Medicha, and then you rinse some nicha mekoyim, and then you leave it in its place. Kurem bevakea bo'etzim, with an axe, you chop wood. Havalot sinim vatzizayis. In other words, if you have this for safekeeping, then you don't chop that kind of wood because it's particularly hard wood. Sinim, as in the bottom, is palm trees and olive wood. It's particularly hard wood. So even though it's for safekeeping, you should use everything of them, and not for that wood. Well, not for that wood. Okay? Ukshem sha'atolimer v'maitzakachatol ma'atzimafu. The same is true by of somebody you found, and now is a shomer aveda, somebody you got it as literally a pikadon, and now a shomer pikadon. The same thing. Mafki, somebody leaves his garments by his friend, he airs out every 3 days, and it was very great, I know it's very difficult to do this every 3 days, then he receives his reward from the what?
From the owner.
Okay, let's stop here for this evening. And we'll pick up here. Mir Tashem, Monday night.